back at the 4,000 dollars. Now, where I had to establish this horse's class, and I would call this a low class horse. Okay? A low class horse at a major track, allegedly a major track. Okay, manifest destiny. If you notice, I'm not trying to pick any pay plans or anything right now. All I want to do now is classify these horses so I can establish some kind of relationship between them and the conditions that the race was started for. Okay, let's go to Miss Manifest Destiny. Okay, where is this horse going to win? We want to find the highest level. Okay, he won at $10,000 at Santa Anita. That's a low race at a minor track. Not a major track, sorry, Tom. He won a $14,000 race at Santa Anita, which is still low class. It's a little bit higher than the $10,000 race, but not much, because these horses will go in and out of form and graduate from $14,000, and when they start to decline, they'll put them back in $10,000 races. So this horse would be qualified as a low class horse also. Mixed Rub. Where did this horse earn its money? Its win. There's a $16,000 race at Santa Anita. There's a $16,000 race at Bay Meadows. Now, I don't consider Bay Meadows a major track, but they do ship some of the better horses to Santa Anita, and some of them, as I'm told by Tom, do well. But on the class ladder at a minor track, which Bay Meadows would be considered, 16,000 is average class. Okay? Now, I make the distinction because what we're trying to find out and what we're going to relate these horses' numbers to is where they made their money at the level of the track that they came from, if we consider them a shipper. Okay? So now we have an average horse in the race. Please remit. Where did this horse earn its win? $25,000 race at Santa Anita, a route. Now, $25,000 at Santa Anita, I believe, is an average race, but it's at the bottom of the average class level. Because this particular level reaches, I think, somewhere close to $35,000 or $45,000. So here's another average horse. Please remit. Go over to Round River. Where did this horse win, place, or show at its highest class level? It appears it was at France, in France, overseas. Okay, a 7.5 furlong race. I believe it was on the turf. Now, today's race is not on the turf, but that doesn't make any difference, because all we want to know about this horse is at what level did it earn its money, majority of its money box. So unless you've got a stakes catalog, you really don't know what this race is worth in France. There is one thing you can do, though. Look at this horse's lifetime starts and wins. The horse has 4 wins. You can safely assume that he won a maiden special weight, probably went into a non-winners of 2 other than, non-winners of 3 other than, and if he won 4 races, and you take his lifetime earnings box and you use the France multiplier on it, which I believe is 3, then you can tell that this horse is probably a high horse, high class horse. Okay? So you look at the horse's record, you see, well, he did lousy at Turfway Park, is that? He did lousy at Louisiana Downs in high-class races, but that's irrelevant at this point, because his current condition and current pace lines is going to determine whether we're going to use him anyway. But right now, let's just establish his probable class level, where he earned the majority of his money box. So this is a high horse. Okay, Bold Batter Up. This horse won at $10,000. He won at $16,000 at Turfway Park. Now, as far as I'm concerned, Turfway Park is a minor track, and this particular level would be average, maybe a little higher than average. If you'll notice, this horse has 2 state-bred races where he didn't finish in the money. If I can see no evidence of in-the-money finishes in state-bred races, then I usually won't penalize the horse for having won money in a race where the purses were inflated. Okay, so this horse won in an average class at Turf Paradise, I believe it is.
Yes.
Yeah, Turf Paradise. Okay, let's go down to El Tremblor. Allowance for $6,400, allowance for $4,300. Look at the horse's lifetime starts and wins. This is one thing that will often give you a clue as to where the horse earned its money. Now this horse has 9 wins. He finished first in a $20,000 claimer down there. So you have to figure that this horse is probably at that track a little better than average, even maybe the low part of a high class. But for now, let's just call him average. We can't go wrong. Alma's Tobin. $20,000 in Santa Anita. $20,000 in Hollywood Park. Okay, this is probably... I would say about the average, maybe a little lower, but that's neither here nor there. It doesn't really matter. We don't have to split hairs at this point. So, now we've got all our horses classified. We've got several average horses in a race which is carded for low-priced horses. Now, the thing we have to do now is look at these horses' actual ATVs after we've computed them to find out if the class level that you've designated for these horses is confirmed by their actual ATV numbers. Okay, the first horse, Ruth Annie, we said this horse was what? Low, right? What is this horse's ATV? Pardon me?
39.8.
It's less than today's level. Okay, Manifest Destiny.
103.2.
And this horse was designated low also, right? But it's equal to today's first. McBruff. 179.41. And what was the class designation of this horse?
Average,
or even maybe a little better. So this confirms his APV. Do you get the point that I'm trying to make? Everybody get the point? Any questions up to this point? Now, I'm assuming that when you handicap the race, that you're making a little notes on the form that this is a high, average, or low. And the reason why I did this like this was because quite often you've heard people at the track saying, well, he's dropping from 6,500 down to 5,000, or he may be dropping 8 down to 62.5, when in essence the horse is running within the same class level, but when he declines in form, he goes to the bottom of that same level. So you're really splitting hairs when you start to talk about dropping in class from 8,000 down to 62.5. It's basically the same class horse. Okay, please remit. We do him yet? We said he was in average horse. Okay, what's his ATV in class? Okay, let's do this. Let's do it mentally real quick. Oh, he scratched? Oh, okay. We won't do him then.
If I didn't put him down, you don't worry about
it. He died. Okay, let's go over to Round River. 49, 61, and we assume that this horse was a high-class horse. We multiplied its earnings times 3 to account for the lower purses overseas. If this horse's APV doesn't come up to what we assume this horse was, then there's a conflict. Okay, Bow Batter Up. This is an average, or maybe a little better than average, class horse. Now, remember when I say average class, I'm speaking in terms of where the horse earned his money. The horse may not be a contender, but we need confirmation as we go along to establish contenders for win horses in this race. Bull Banner Up, what's his ADP in class? Pardon me? 74-1. He's lower than Dave Bird. Okay, let's go to El Trimble. We said he was a little better than average. Well, he's probably equal. He's about equal to today's purse, so we'll leave him under consideration. What about Alamos Tobin? How much? Okay, now what I want to ask you now is how many horses in today's race are equal to or above today's APV level? How many horses in the race? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, now half or better are over today's purse, equal to or above today's purse?
Well, please remit didn't come out. It didn't get scratched. It was just horrible.
Okay, well, we've established the fact that APB is probably going to be predictable in this race. If you have a race with horses in the race that have equal to or higher than today's APBs, and most of them have low class numbers, all this tells you is that these particular horses have either been inactive or haven't come into form yet. Now, there are certain instances when you'll find a horse and you find it out yourself who is within the parameters for win but has a very low APB, much lower than the other horses on average. This horse may be fresh and have a good class number and win this race at high odds. So you have to be careful of that. You have to look to see when APB will probably be predictable, when it probably won't be. For instance, if you've got a 9-horse field and 7 or 8 of the horses are in the top 5, whichever way you classify 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know that this race is going to be very competitive. Then you look at the class factor and find out which horses are the most consistent. Then you go to the horses last race, next to last race, and look for current form. This determines which horses you're going to use for win contenders. Okay, are there any questions about the APV, computation of it, how many starts do you use, when do I go back past a certain date or anything, the cutoff date, the conditions?
How many do you use for a year?
Pardon me?
How many do you use for a year? I mean, how far into the year, like they just had 3 starts in a year, do you go back to the next year?
Well, just 3 starts won't tell you anything. If he has 3 starts and you look at those starts, you see no life in those races, then there's really no point in you going back to the previous year to look for something, because if he's not in current condition or he hasn't shown any life, he won't live up to those numbers. You'll end up with a horse.
Like in Round River, it shows only 3 out and third twice.
Okay, how recent are those third place finishes? Okay, those are current, because one was in April. April 1st. Okay, now, what I would do in a case like this, horse has less than 10 starts, he has no wins, and he has a current finish third, I would go back and do lifetimes on the horse. But you have to be careful about that too, because if a horse has got 20 or more starts in his lifetime and he's 5 years old, again, you're reaching back into what may be an unreliable source of information. So you want to stay as current as you possibly can. And one of the things you can do is look back at this horse and you see he ran a 91 in his second race back.
As you can see, I used 2 years.
Well, he skipped a year. He didn't run any in 1989.
He didn't run Wednesday. Stakes don't matter.
No.
Well, you have to be fair to awards. You never won, so.
You also have to have a reason to want to go back and look into this horse's past. Because, like I say, if he has no first, second, or third in the last four races, and he hasn't run at least an 80 speed rating in one of those last two races, then the horse is purely out of condition.
Hey, Bob?
Yes.
Do you do an ATV of every horse or only the contenders?
No, I don't know who the contenders are until I've done an ATV on every horse in the race. The ATV will allow you a lot of flexibility, or it will allow you to be more strict on horses in a race. And it's best for you to do everybody in the race so you can see what its relationship is to the other horses and to the conditions of the race. Because although we don't believe in this expression about a horse being due, sometimes they are, you know, and it doesn't make any difference if you were on for 3 or 4 years. I was in Bingley a couple of years ago, and Joe Ray and I were together, and we found a horse who hadn't raced in 3 years, and the horse ended up, he didn't win the race, but he paid 25 to 60, I believe it was, to place, you know, and nobody bet the horse, and I could hear people all around the OTV saying, he hasn't won in 2 or 3 years, he hasn't raced, and God knows when, you know, and the odds would just drift up higher and higher. But if you stay away from that type of thinking and try to stay current and use the information that you have before you, forget about the myths about being off 15 days and this kind of stuff, because this will cost you a lot of long shots. People that use rules are very inflexible, and they don't catch $60, $70, and $80 horses. Because most of them are afraid to play a horse that goes up over 3 to 1, you know.
See this. Every horse in the race has been done except Please Remit. The reason I didn't do Please Remit is you got to go back, way, way back, to get a pace line that would get the horse, no matter if he had a million times the purse. And I'm not going to go back to Santa Anita in 89 April to get a pace line and try to make this horse win. The rest of them have enough current form they could possibly win, with maybe the exception of Round River. But you don't want to take a horse like Please Remit. You disqualify him right away.
Right. Now, if this race had 7 or 8 horses and then nobody was equal to today's purse, then you might have to sift down to that point. But you've got enough evidence on these other horses in current form that you don't have to go that far. You don't have to go to that extreme.
Bob, how do you determine the multiplier on these foreign horses?
We'll give them to you.
I give them
from him. I'll give them.
Okay. Oh, Marion's, that's his big solo
okay,
value.
Let's take France first. You want to rattle down? They can hear me. For France, you multiply times 3. The amount of money he's earned times 3.
The amount of money earned in France.
Yeah, the amount of money earned in France times 3.
That doesn't apply to Round River now.
Now, if he's earned some money in America, then you will add that also to it. After you, sometimes you'll find that a horse is, he ran in France 2 years ago, and now he's running in the United States. He's running in the United States for a few months, and you can go, you look back and see he earned most of his money in France. And you will figure out just how to figure out just how much money did he won in France and multiply it by 3, and then add his American won money to that. Now, in England, you multiply it times 5. In South America, Australia, New Zealand, multiply times 6.
It also applies to Ireland.
Is that the hooker price? Ireland is the same as England, multiply times 5. You can. A lot of times the horses you'll see, they also run in England that was run in Ireland. And all of these horses are, in Europe, are all turf horses. All the horses that come in, they run on the turf in Europe.
It's from Italy, throw it up. I'm serious. Italy racing is completely crooked. I got Italians who tell me that. They're just crooked. If you have an Italian horse, forget it, or unless the owners were in the mafia, then it's not going to win here.
You know, after you start doing APB in class on each horse in the race, you make it a regular part of your routine. A lot of the questions that you have in your mind will be answered by your records that you're going to be keeping, such as how many starts should I use and things like that. There's no fixed amount. You have to look at the horse's record and see what needs to be done to that particular horse. You have to have a reason to investigate further. If you don't see anything at all, then you've got no reason to go back farther looking for something. Especially if you have horses in that race that are equal to or above today's purse that have current condition. Okay, now there's one other thing that I want to explain to you and caution you about. There's a lot of times when people are very resistant to change. Now, one of the reasons that you're all here is because you're trying to learn something that's different, something that works. If you mix conventional handicapping myths with the SARD methodology, then you're defeating yourself. You can't learn it. It's going to be hard for you to learn everything because you're going to resist what it tells you to do. Dr. Sargent told me to do APB on every horse in the race. He told me to do a Rohammer model when I was using Velocity. And he told me that if I kept the model and I did an APB on every horse in the race, that I would put myself in a no-lose situation. And I found out that it was true. Now, this doesn't mean you'll never lose, of course. It's just that you'll be able to achieve the 63% minimum, or maybe even 75%, depending on your commitment to the amount of work that you have to do. The amount of information that you compile about the circuit that you play. And one of the worst things that you can do is walk into a track and ask somebody how the track is running. You know, you're supposed to know what the energy expenditure at the track that you're going to wager your money at. You're supposed to know what it is yourself. Or you're supposed to sit through two or three races and use the engine to find out exactly what it is if you don't know what it is. But don't resist change, because I'm sure most of you, as myself, when I began racing, learned conventional methods, and we heard a lot of myths. We believed some of them. We had to prove ourselves that a lot of them weren't true. Most of them aren't true. And try to keep an open mind. And when somebody presents a new concept to you, try to accept it. Do what they say do, and then if you prove that it's incorrect, then you can, you know, approach that person and tell them that you're full of beans. But I presented the class concept that I used in Chicago Workshop.